Hello and welcome to the Flight of the Champions podcast. This is the show where listeners come to learn all about the art of on-loft racing. My name is Jeff Armand and I am your host. Hello and thank you for tuning in today to episode 4 of the Flight of the Champions podcast. I am your host, Jeff Armand, and today we are discussing how to prepare pigeons to enter a one-loft race. One of the biggest challenges that everybody has is stress in young birds, and a lot can be done prior to shipping to ensure that pigeons are not overstressed. Now, for example, sending pigeons to pre-quarantine, birds are sent from the loft in baskets, and sometimes in places like the United States, they're sent by post. Birds can arrive dehydrated and on occasions overcrowded. This is a very bad start for the pigeons. Many of the birds, young birds, will carry pathogens from their lofts and will have subclinical infections, which really only come to the fore when they're under stress. So what one needs to do is try and minimize the stress that a pigeon has in that initial stage, and going forward from there, it's all about managing the stress of those birds to ensure that their natural immunity can suppress any disease that may be subclinical. So one would take, first of all, the selection of the birds to breed from is vitally important. And we know that some of the more successful fanciers plan their breeding way in advance. They will select from their click pairs that have known to have produced good pigeons in the past, and they will breed from them, taking into account the date of shipping, the number of days a bird has to be bred beforehand, and all of this takes planning, and I think that's very important. We know that there are a number of fanciers that will breed a whole loft full of youngsters, and they'll go into the breeding section and select the pigeons, the ones that are old enough or look healthy enough to send. This is real much more of a hit and miss policy than one that plans it to ensure that they are coming from the better pigeons. Now, the intake that comes to our race, certainly, maybe others as well, is over a long period of time, which enables people to select from their best and have more than one round of babies coming out of particular pairs of pigeons. And this can only be done with very careful planning. Regarding the health aspect, of course, the parents, the breeding stock have to be very healthy when they're put together. They must have the right diet, and the babies must be really robust and well fed right through their growing period. From my experience, we found that the pigeons that do better are the ones that are bred and sent to us at a fairly young age, obviously old enough to feed themselves and to drink, and this of course is done in pre-quarantine, but not to arrive at our loft too old. And of course it doesn't really, age doesn't really come into it, because they would have already been put into pre-quarantine. They would have developed a bit and learned to eat and so on. So there may be a challenge at that point. But by the time we receive them, they're certainly old enough to look after themselves. But those pigeons shouldn't be too old. And it's contrary to what we originally thought. We thought that pigeons that were sent to us that had been trained prior to coming had an advantage, because they do develop a homing instinct by exercising a bit at home and perhaps short tosses. But we've changed our thinking, and we know that older pigeons are far more difficult to settle. We think that we settle them, and we do settle them. But quite a number of those pigeons at some point in time make an effort to fly home, particularly when they get fit and they start to get into form, then they suddenly disappear from the loft or from the liberation point. And the reason why we're certain that this is happening is because we have our tracker birds from some of the shorter races. Those tracker birds follow these other pigeons, and they eventually, we've had cases where the tracker birds have flown with them until the battery runs flat, and they've gone in a straight line directly away from the loft, until eventually the battery runs out and the pigeons turn around and come back to us, and we find them in the loft and we download the information. We can see where they've gone, and they could only have been going with groups of pigeons that are trying to fly home. So it's not a good idea to send too old a pigeon. The other thing that we found is that our earlier shipments of pigeons have had birds sent to us that were bred months before, perhaps early part of the year, and then they send them to us when our quarantine opens. And those, of course, are far too old. And those pigeons, some of them, the fanciers believe, incorrectly, I think, that they should be trained, and some of them say up to 400 kilometers of training, which is completely the wrong thing to do, because those pigeons do not settle easily. And if they're really good, they're really good pigeons that have flown around, try and go home, and that we know. So you can break some of them in, but a lot go. And the tragedy is they go with other pigeons. Younger, inexperienced pigeons will be taken away with those pigeons. So just getting back to the age of birds, that's very important. The other thing, of course, is the standard protocols for vaccination, and the most important of which is paramyxovirus, or PMV. That must be done at a young age, and we believe before the baby is weaned, between 21 and 24 days old, and certainly about 10 to 14 days prior to them mixing with pigeons from another loft. So if they are weaned and you vaccinate, you still have to wait about 10 to 14 days, because those pigeons, if they're exposed to birds that have got a virus infection, they will pick it up, even if they're vaccinated on arrival at the pre-quarantine. It takes 10 to 14 days to build up any kind of immunity. So if they're exposed in the initial stages to a virus because they weren't vaccinated early enough, they could quite easily get sick. And we find that mortalities are generally very low in our quarantine, quite often 1.5%. 1 to 1.5. There are some batches from certain places that come that are higher, but generally those are pretty well managed. But I think in amongst them, there may be birds that need to look at their vaccination protocol. And of course, your vet can actually advise as to what to use. But that's an important aspect. We do, of course, vaccinate on arrival all pigeons, regardless of what the history may be, but we do it and it serves as a booster, which I think is important, and it helps us get the birds through the initial stages. The care of the pigeons by the shipper is also extremely important. Their birds must be well hydrated. In fact, this also applies to people that are sending birds to the shipper. Make sure the birds are very well hydrated and well fed, and perhaps even to actually syringe electrolyte type mix into their crops so they've got well fed and well pumped with water before they're shipped. You know, if there's a hold up in the postal service or the conveyance of the pigeons by vehicle to the quarantine site, it could create a problem. And although the birds may arrive all right and they look all right, but they're certainly under stress, and this gives them a very bad start. You know, and from our point of view, and I'm sure this applies to other one loft races as well, it's very important for the fanciers to carefully document what pigeons are going and their ring numbers and so on. You can imagine when there's thousands of pigeons coming to a loft and they have no idea who sent them or who bred them, and it becomes extremely difficult to manage. And it takes sometimes weeks or even months to find out the owners of certain pigeons. So please, when you send to a one loft race, take that into account. The administration by the fancier is important. Regarding the selection of breeders for one loft racing, we have found that, and I've mentioned this on a previous podcast, pigeons that have flown successfully on previous editions often breed birds that do well in subsequent races. So it's horses for courses, actually. Find the birds that do well in the environment that you're sending pigeons to, and those are more likely to be successful than birds that haven't. So that's something to consider. And regarding pigeons that are sold from Victoria Falls, there's a lot of pigeons that are sold on the market. People pay very little for them, but in my view, those would be birds that would be more likely to breed successful pigeons going forward, because they've really been through the ropes. They've had to survive the difficult conditions, and irrespective of what pedigree they might have, in my view, the pedigree is the performance of that pigeon in that race, and that's a good thing to consider, an important thing to consider, I believe. In summary, I would say that these are our feelings. Of course, the people may differ as to, you know, they may have their own ideas, but if for those of you who don't have a system and don't understand the system, we believe that would help. So we hope that you can take this into account when you are preparing pigeons to send to a one-lot race. Please join us in our next episode of Flight of the Champions podcast. We'll be covering the proper care and management of pigeons in quarantine. This is more for an interest point of view for the listeners to see how we care for your pigeons. We look forward to bringing that to you. Please visit our website at www.victoriafallswcpr.com to learn more about how to enter the Victoria Falls World Challenge Pigeon Race, and remember to follow our social channels to stay up to date on this exciting world-class event. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Victoria Falls WCPR. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.